You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 93. Stop it. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. You can't see me. How are you doing?
I'm going to give you the people's champ. Eyebrow now.
I can't.
I can do that one. I can't do the other side. I can't do the other side by itself. I can only do that. Right side. See, strange.
Like my favorite is always going to be Rock and Undertaker.
The Rock is awesome. Like, and Undertaker, yeah.
Undertaker. That's it. And then of course Lita and Trish.
Lita.
My two favorite females. Yeah, Lita.
I would go
Amy Dumas.
I would go Macho Man, number one. Undertaker, number two. Mr. Perfect, number three. Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart, so the Hart Foundation as a tag team, and then Demolition. Those are my favorite tag teams from back in the day. From back in my day, like back in the WrestleMania, one to six. After six, I really stopped watching. I was done. And
yeah, it's been nice.
Since then, I'm kind of up and down, and now I'm back into it. So anyways, this is not a wrestling podcast. This is a World of Warcraft podcast.
It is. Where we get slightly sidetracked sometimes.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so, how are you? Yes.
I'm okay.
Things happened. Good. Excellent.
I'm glad we did this. I'm glad things happened this week. Right. What the hell happened this week? Mm. Oh, 8.3 happened this week. Gotcha. I was thinking, okay, World of Warcraft. Let's bring it into World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft. Right. Right.
Yes.
It's very hard. Exactly. Very, very hard to keep on focus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me qualify that. Yeah, well, you're one to talk about focusing, right? You've got so many alts. Hey, LB, how are you doing?
Hey, LB.
LB in our chat here. LB has joined me on my adventures through the last month or so. It's fun. Nice. It's fun times. Okay, so 8.3. Yes. Just as a caveat, there was an auction house bug before we start going into the thing. There was a bug where auction house sellers are not getting their gold. Blizzard came out saying, hey, yeah, we know. And that was it. Now, about half an hour ago, Nathan Naptime sent me a message saying Blizzard released a fix so that gold should now be going to sellers when things get sold on the auction house. However, the stuff that didn't go it's not lost. They just need to go through it, and it's going to take a couple days. So the gold is there. Okay. The gold's not lost. It's thank God, because I know some people that lost hundreds of thousands of gold. Personally, for me, I would have only been hit for 18K, which is not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. But 8.3.
Well, it's still decent. Yeah.
8.3. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yes.
Dungeon.
Yes.
Well, no, not dungeon. Nightmares. They updated.
Yes.
Content in the Veil, right?
Yes.
And also
Uldum.
Uldum. It's not Uldum. You even hear them. You even hear the actors saying Uldum.
Uldum. I'm Australian. We talk like this. Uldum. It's all done.
Not a bogan. All right. You're not a bogan. You got to say it like the rest of the world. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Look at me.
Oh, look at my.
Look at my. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Cardinay.
So, usually we don't go into spoilers, like lore spoilers, but. Mm. And we're not going to hear. I knew beforehand who the bosses were for the next raid, and that will be coming out next week. And I was like, oh, really? Well, how's that going to happen? Like, why are we fighting them? And so far, I'm not quite... Okay, so far, I'm sort of up to a point where I can see how we're fighting one of the bosses next week, but not one of the other ones. And I'm like, huh. So there's still info that we don't have yet. And I wonder if Blizzard's going to be releasing that soon. So,
okay.
But it's pretty cool.
I have no idea who's in that.
I guess one, like, is, I don't know if this would be considered a spoiler, talking about how the zone got restructured. I mean, we kind of know what's going to happen, right? Right? Mm. Like we kind of knew that they were going to go into the zones. Okay. Well, if this is a spoiler, I'm sorry. It's not really lore, but it's sort of
spoiler.
Yeah.
Just in case. Right.
It was really cool to see the veil of Eternal Blossoms to be repaired. Like, you know, the big two things are that were there at the beginning of Mists, and then when Garrosh did his thing, they broke, and the whole zone is, like, the all Mergu gray.
Statues.
Yeah, it was really cool to see that they're being, like, they're not completely repaired, but they're pretty good, right? And it was really cool to see the zone evolve. And I like that in World of Warcraft, where, as a player, they're reusing zones, but... They're being phased for your level and where you are in the plot and content and all that stuff. And I thought that was really cool.
It was really good to reuse the zone. Like, there is, how many zones are there?
Yeah.
How many zones do we have all up? Like, there is a ton of zones. To reuse a zone, I think is a brilliant move. Like,
well, it's not the first
two
time,
zones
right?
that I love. No, but it's really put a good impact on it, and I think it's good.
I think their phasing handling is better. I didn't find as many phasing issues. I know that there's some people that couldn't get into the zone even at like a lower level because of phasing. Okay. because the zone stuff for that zone was screwed up for the high level people. Because it's screwed up for the high level people, it doesn't matter. It's affecting everybody, right? So you couldn't go into that zone, which is, you know, like they'll fix that. I like them reusing zones in that it means that they are going to evolve and show you where they are now, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, previously the biggest thing that we've ever had of that was Cataclysm, right? Where they just redid everything. So at least here, I don't think we're ever going to get that again, but at least here, as we progress, maybe they're going to do one or two zones every once in a while just to say, hey, look at what they are right now, and this is how it ties in. Blizzard said quite a while ago that they always try to tie in old races now, so that they can have an excuse to redo the model, right? So, for instance, the Quillbore, like the Quillbore of all races, why would they, why put them into the new stuff that we're playing in right now? Well, because they needed a model refresh, right? So I like that approach. What else happened with 8.3? was a new auction house. The mail now you get 100 pieces of mail, and you can refresh it every 15 seconds. It's not every minute now. Yeah, it's really good. Wow. It's like, oh my god, oh god.
No.
Carrie is eating seaweed. Yeah, sure. Let's try it. Okay, because she's in. I don't know. Okay, so we are gonna try this live. What's this called?
Okay.
Wasabi roasted seaweed.
How hot is the wasabi?
Wasabi, but you don't like spicy. What are you doing? Oh, you're gonna try it. Yeah, she's freaking out already.
Is it to wrap around like sushi or?
Nope, you just eat it plain. Wow.
So it's like, oh, is that going to kick? Yep. Okay. So it's like a chip. It's like a seaweed chip, kind of. Just snack on that. Okay.
Yep. Fair it's enough. Not. All right. I'm starting to get a taste for it, which is really odd because sometimes it smells like terrible. And I'm like, what the heck is that smell? And I'm like, oh, yeah. But no, it's not. No, I like it.
Do you like the spice?
Okay.
I like this one more. Oh, she's going to give it to me. She was like, here, it. She can't eat it. How many of these do you have?
I don't blame her. I only
bought three. Oh, you only bought three. Great. Okay. Awesome. Well,
I guess they're all yours now.
So they kind of come in this plastic container, and how many are there? Like they just come in like these little sheets, right?
Yeah. So okay.
They're not bad. I guess it's better for you than a chip, right? Than like crisp. Back to World of Warcraft. Back with nice and dip. I don't think it'd be strong enough. It's really thin. It's really thin. Well, maybe if you put it on top of it. Right? Like if you like spread it on. What about like some cream cheese? That's
yeah, just like a thin bit of cream cheese or something. Cream
cheese is thick.
Well, you could get, you know, mix it with dip with stuff, something. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. Okay.
It's been so long since I've talked with you, so now we're like, yeah, sorry, so sorry. What else with 8.3? We have nightmare visions, horrific nightmares, right?
Races.
I've done the horrific nightmare. I've done one horrific nightmare part of a quest. Mm-hmm. So I've not done it on my own trying to get it completed. I've just done it just to do my side of the quest and complete it to get my cloak, which is another thing too. We now have cloaks again because Rathian, right?
Legendary.
Yes, because Rathian. Because that would make sense. It's, you know, it's Rathian again. So, there's him. There's the cloak. There's horrific visions. There you mentioned races.
Mm-hmm.
Vulpera and Mechanome. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily part of 8.3, but they have unlocked, if you pre-purchased Shadowlands, you now can do a race change for the Death Knights to be allied races. And I think they've actually updated the starting zone for Death Knights and allied races. Is that true? I heard somebody saying that they saw a new starting zone, but I'm not sure. I have not rolled that myself, and it's something
I
keep putting off. Okay.
I haven't had time.
But basically, if you have not unlocked it, if you've not pre-purchased it, you can't do it yet. You have to wait until 9.0, and then you can do it. So there's no real need to really pre-purchase. I mean, if you want to, I mean, if you want to pre-purchase it, I mean, pre-purchase it. There should be no reason to not pre-purchase it if you don't want that stuff. I don't know where I'm going with this, but you know, it's just if like it, like there's no like there's no rush to pre-purchase
You'll get it. Eventually.
You will get it. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yes.
And for me, we're gonna get into a little bit of my week, a little bit.
Yeah.
The very first thing I did on Tuesday, I did not log in until 11 p.m. So about 5 hours after the servers were supposed to have come back up. Because they said servers should be back up by 6, and that was my time. They were actually up by 4, which is great. But the very first thing I did was I did a race change on my Dwarf Death Knight to finally and officially become a Dark Iron Dwarf. It feels so good. And it's funny because you can't see that he's that race because he's still covered head to toe in armor. But now I know, and now it's official. My dwarf has always been that race in my head. I got the red beard. Yeah. I got like that was my race, and I couldn't pick it, right? So now it's official and I feel good. And that's going to be it for him. That's just going to be it. He's nothing else. I'm not faction transferring him. That's his race from here until servers turn off. Done.
Yeah.
Done. What else happened in 8.3? I think that's it, right? For content. There is going to be a new raid unlocking next week. That will be unlocking on normal and heroic. Yes, normal and heroic, and then the week after will be LFR 1 and Mythic. That's how they do that.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So we'll start getting into the new raid against Nazoth. Yay. Mm-hmm.
So you guys, is your raid team going straight in there, or?
Oh, we're going in on normal. So there is some discussion of let's go in on heroic. And then everyone's like, yeah. And then a few people are like, oh, God, no. So I think we're going to go back to normal. And I don't think I think our raid team personally is geared to go in on heroic. I personally think we're good to go in on heroic. I think going in on normal is, gear wise, is a waste of time. So, but I'm not raiding for gear. I'm raiding to get drunk with my friends and kill some bosses. So it doesn't matter to me a ton. I kind of wish we did start on heroic, but whatever. It's not a make or break for me at this point. I'm just happy to be able to still push buttons and raid with friends. So
nice.
I wish I could raid with more friends. I'm looking at you, Goof, LB, who's in our chat. But Kevin. So I think that's it for 8.3. I mean, there was quite a bit that came out, right?
There was, yeah.
I think another, did we talk about BlizzCon last episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So BlizzCon, I don't think so. No. Yes. Not about what, I think we talked about what we did at BlizzCon or what I did at BlizzCon. We didn't talk about this coming 2020 BlizzCon.
Yes.
Okay. So, 2020 BlizzCon, there's going to be changes. There's going to be a change. The last 5 or 6 years, I don't know how many, but don't go look that up and be like, it's like 7 years. It doesn't matter. The last little while, it's always been the first full weekend of November. For the last little while, okay? I've been to the last 5, so I know that's the case. I know the one before that was like that as well, so that's 6, and I think the one before that was also that way. So that's 7 and even the one before that. So last 8, maybe. Anyways, don't at me. Now it's been 9. I don't care. Okay. We know it's been the first full weekend of November.
Yes.
This year, it's either. So this year, the Anaheim Convention Center has been booked for the first full weekend of November for some magic show. And it's booked. And it's booked. And that's where BlizzCon happens. So one of two things will happen. One, it will remain on the same weekend. It's just going to be, going to be a different spot. We won't know where that spot is. So they're going to change venues. Two, it can be the same place, just different date. So I've pre-booked my rooms, and thankfully, you know, when you pre-book, you don't buy it, but you book it with free cancellation. So as much preparation as we can do, I don't think it's going to be useful. And Bob is freaking out. He's jumping the walls now. But hey, Bob. He's literally climbing the walls. That's what he does. He freaks out. And remember,
that's what he does.
So there will be a change in one way or another to either the location of BlizzCon or the date and weekend of BlizzCon. BlizzCon has been in the summer before. Like it has been in the summer. It was in August or July or something like that. Back in the day, they had it twice, I think, during the summer. Don't at me. Okay. So something like that. Okay. And then there was one year that they had off.
Okay.
And every other time it's been like since then, it's been always this weekend. And that's why everyone's like, okay, well, it's going to be this weekend. If they bump it back one weekend, it would mean that BlizzCon will be October the 30th and 31st. The 31st is on a Saturday this year. That is Bob.
Right.
I don't know if you heard that.
That was Ka-dunk. Bob. I could tell. Yes, I did.
I swear to God, this cat. Adventures and speculation. Absolutely, Kevin. Absolutely. Yeah. And it will be interesting to see how it goes. There, you know, and anyway, so it's pretty neat. Not pretty neat. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And we're not going to know. It doesn't matter who knows who. Like, you know what? The only people that are going to know are the people planning this damn thing. Okay, so we're really not going to know until.
But it would surprise me that Blizzard hasn't got it sorted.
I think they're ready to go.
Prepare years in advance.
Well,
seriously, you're going to tell me that someone else has booked out the Hilton? I mean, the convention center. Right.
Like and I can't see it going the other way. I can't see it going what would it be? Back. So not the 7th, 8th, which is the proper weekend. It would be the one after. I don't think they'll go that way because it's too close to American Thanksgiving.
Of course.
So I don't think it would go further into the month. I think it would go prior to, and that puts us into Halloween, which would.
Oh.
I then said to my kids, "Hey, would you want to do that at BlizzCon? Because I know a lot. Like, I want you guys to meet my friends that I don't have here personally, that they're friends online, right?" And My youngest son's like, oh, yeah, let's go, right? And my oldest son's like, well, I don't know, because he's getting older. So he's like, oh, I don't know. I don't really know anybody.
He's like, oh, and, I don't wanna...
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? People would like,
my friends.
People would treat you good. So,
yeah.
That's still in consideration as well. But it's very expensive to fly for four people and not just one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Anything else in 8.3 that we want to talk about? Or 8.3? Well, I mean, sorry, we talked about 8.3, talked about BlizzCon.
Well, that's probably the gist of it.
Is that it for Blizzard stuff? I think they delayed Warcraft 3 Reforged. I think that's the first time since in a long time that they put out a date to say, hey, we're going to have it by a certain date, and it's not out. So now I think they bumped that date to March 31st. Which, see, I'm okay with Blizzard being Blizzard of old, where they say, hey, we're going to get this out by November of 1998. Okay, I'm just saying for some older games. And then they're like, no, this is not good enough, and we're going to be delaying it by a year. And everyone knew. It was like, okay, because we know Blizzard's going to put it out, like, really good. They're going to put it out. They're going to give her. So I appreciate that if it's not good enough to put out, don't put it out. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm.
What else is there? I think that's pretty much it for the Warcraft front.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. So that's probably the big stuff. There's probably little things like, you know, class changes and things like that. So,
well,
you
yes. know, yeah, I don't
check it all out on Wowhead or, you know,
wow.
check it out there, but,
check it out.
Yeah, we've had, right. Check it out, mate. Check it out.
Can I? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Hey, Spanky. Yes.
Weeks. You can go first.
So you were saying.
I've done a lot of talking, so you go first. Give me a break. I'm going to mute myself and take a drink.
Take a drink. You have a drink. Okay. No hunter changes, so nothing else matters. Yeah. Good one, Spanky. Drying out, it is a tad wet over here. There is a lot of water coming through now, so we will see how that goes. As for me, what have I been up to? So since the patch, just getting through the new stuff. So I got my cloak on leader. I'm only running her at the moment. So I've got a cloak. I've got it up to rank 3. I'd like to say
there's ranks.
3. Yeah. So I've got it up to rank 3.
Okay.
So I'm quite, you know, I'm just plodding along on that. I've been doing the rep grinds for obviously the two new ones in Oldham and a veil, which is kind of cool. Being a warlock, I can pretty much solo most of the big dudes, which is good. Otherwise, I've jagged it pretty well with some other people being around and killed some of the bigger rares.
Uh-huh.
So that was good. And I don't know. I think I'm into friendly with both of the factions at the moment. So okay. I've got that done. It's just a matter of, there's no contracts yet. I think it's a bit too early. You know, your contracts that you can,
do you think that they're coming out with them?
7 days. Do yeah, they think... will be there. Oh, each of them has for inscription.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think right now, if you were to go, is it a vendor thing or is it an auction house thing?
Yeah. No, well, to get the pattern,
Right.
For the inscriptionists to make them and then put them on the auction house. So at the moment, I've not seen any up.
That's going to be really costly.
Yeah, it will. But you know what? It sometimes it's just a matter. You just got to wait till it gets
I need to make it an inscriptionist. Like right now. I am doing the wrong stuff. I am doing battle pets.
And then you should have gone 24/7 to get your rep. So you go by the pattern and like stick all the contracts up for like, you know, a zillion gold. So but that's okay. I noticed I put on another contract for, I can't remember. It was Champions or Voldoon one or whichever. Anyway, it wasn't counting for the new stuff. So,
interesting. What if that's a bug?
Don't know, but I figured, well, maybe because it's technically not in, you know, Zelda's Arc.
Yeah.
Those zones that they're for. But, but yeah, so I'm up to there. I got this Zen 10 lasso on the first day I was in the Vale. I got this item, and you know when you're just going around and it's purple, like it's epic.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I'm like, what the hell's that? I'm like, oh, I'll look at it later. And it was about, I think it was a good 24 hours plus later when I actually looked at it. Because when I first saw it, I thought, oh, must be left over from Pandaria. I've just happened to jag it and, you know, I've picked this up for something. Yeah. And I thought, well, I won't destroy it. I'll keep it in my bag and I'll look at it later, which I did. Over 24 hours later, I've looked at it and I've gone, what's this? Okay. So I've looked it up and it's a lasso that I can lasso this serpent when it flies around the Vale.
Oh, the jade and get him out. Son of a bitch.
No, the ivory.
Or the cloud. The serpent. Yulon, the Yulon mount. The Yulon dragon I've seen flying around there.
It's not Yulon. Oh, is it? It's an ivory.
Well, it's green, right? Yeah, it's green.
It's ivory. Ivory's white.
Oh.
Yeah,
dude, who's so the it's green a whole one? New.
So
son
I,
of a.
Well
it's, good for
it's,
you.
It's the boss.
Good for you.
I've been camping. So I spent 3 hours camping the spawn spot last night to no avail. And you know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is on the day when I picked it up, so the first night of the patch or whatever, when I was running around and I picked it up and I remember seeing the serpent flying around after I had picked the lasso up. And I've just gone, oh, there's another serpent. Because I saw Ulan, you know, flying around as well.
Oh, it's
and I
was a different
like, oh, there's
one.
Another one. It's a different one. Oh, and okay. I was like, oh, cool. There's, you know, there's serpents. And then you've got those big wormy dudes.
I hate those things.
So I had seen it twice. Yeah. In the time that I've played before I realized what it was, that I've gone,
crap.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. So now that I know what it is and that I'm hunting the thing, of course it's not spawning. But so I've spent about 4 hours just camp, like waiting. I've got my macro.
You're ready to go.
So I sit there and I've got it like all ready to go. So because you've just got to lasso it and it takes, I don't know, a few seconds to. And then you've got the mount. Like that's it.
Okay.
That's all it is. So it's probably the most easiest mount that you can get buying one.
Do you just need to get the thing to drop?
Yeah. I need it to spawn. So so that was kind of cool. I'm happy with that. But I did get just before the patch dropped, I'd been busy working on my Alliance Leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do it on my Horde Leader, the B mount. So I've been getting jellies and going round and round and round and round and round and round, you know, Storm Song, and just going, you know, like whenever there's a honey harvester B event and trying to do all of that. Well, I finally, I think it was the day before the patch, I finally got my B mount.
Oh, nice.
So I've got it. I got the toy. I think I got everything. I think I've got everything that I need from it. So that was done, which was kind of cool. It's not cool that I can't ride it on my horn later, though, because I really want her to ride the bee.
You it's can't so hold on. So it's a okay. So I could. So I could it's understand where it would be alliance only to get it, but I figured it was going to be one of those mounts that if you got it, then it's nope. It doesn't matter.
It's alliance okay, only.
It's alliance only. Can't get it. Didn't the Horde just get one now, though? Didn't I read that the Horde got a Horde only mount for this next
patch? I think we got one like a while ago, so it probably evens out. But I really wanted my undead warlock riding a bee. Like, that's really cool.
You know what? There is a Horde only mount from collecting. God, I want to say, like, not Bloods. Something on the Horde side. And you have to collect 10 of them, I thought. And if you collect 10 of them, then you can summon this thing and then kill it and then you get them out. But it's Horde only and you can't get it. And you can't get the items to drop like all the time. Maybe not Bloods, maybe Shards, Shards.
That wasn't the Pandaria serpent flying around.
No.
Okay. I don't know what that one is. But anyway. I got it done, so I'm happy with that. And then we got Blizzard announced Squeakers. So for the Year of the Rat, which it's Year of the Rat. Guess who's Year of the Rat?
Oh, really?
That would be me. I'm a rat, dirty rat. That's me. I got it automatically. I logged in last night, and I was like, "Here's a present." And I was like, "A present? What's this?" And I was like, "Yep." Oh, it's so cute. So, yeah, I'm super happy. So I've now got 380 mounts.
Nice.
Which I'm pretty happy about that. So we're getting there on them. I got the Volpera stuff done. So I've unlocked that. And I had this feeling because I was like, damn it, I can't unlock the mechanomes on leader. For some reason I went, oh, I'm gonna have to do an alliance. So I went over and looked at alliance leader and I'm like, done nothing for the achievement. Nothing. I looked and I'm like, oh. And then I was talking to someone and they said, no, you can do it Horde side. So then I looked it up on WoWhead and I'm like, sweet, I can do it. So I look at my achievement and I've got everything but one. Mm-hmm. Guess what that one is?
Does it involve running with other people?
Yeah, it does.
Of course it does.
Yeah, and I was told it's a mythic dungeon. But then someone else told me it's you can do it on heroic. And I'm like, yeah. So now I'm like, I've got to run the mech. What is
Mechagon.
It? Mechagon. Apparently, I've got to run Mechagon and stupid dungeon.
You only need to run part two. You listen, I have personally done this myself because I did not run it on Mythic ever.
Yeah. Okay.
I had my rep. I was good to go. And then when I went to go run it, I went to go create a gnome. I was like, oh, why can't I do that? And I was like, I didn't do the dungeon. Great. But they now have released the Mythic run into two heroic parts. First part is four bosses, and the other part is four bosses. You only need to do part two. I personally did part two and part two because I have four four bosses, right?
I looked on the dungeon-y thing because you know
it's not
me
bad.
And dungeons.
It's not bad. They went through it really quick.
Nobody's running it, so I was like,
it took me.
So anyway,
I'll have to keep walking. I queued up early in the morning and it took me 20 minutes to get into a queue. They ran through it pretty quickly. So,
okay. Well, I've checked every time I've logged on and there hasn't been one so far.
No. Just queue it up. Just queue up as like a LFG. Like not as a pre-made, as a heroic. You can pick it as part two.
Okay. All right. No, I was looking for pre-made because I figured it had to be. Okay. Nah. All right.
Nope.
All right. I'll have to do that. So yeah, because that's the only part of the achievement I'm missing. And damn it, I might never make one, but I want them. Yeah. I did make a Volpera. I've not logged in on her yet, but you know, I may have made a Warlock because yeah, I'm gonna make a Warlock of everything.
Well, at least you.
So. She's cute. She looks cute.
Sure.
We'll get around to playing up one probably, day.
Yeah, eventually.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sure.
We'll see. I've still got my 120 boost. I don't know what to use my 120 boost on though.
I'm
kind of like. Have you? What did you do?
I boosted a character that was like level, I don't know. I think she was like level 43, and I boosted her on my alliance side because I wanted another character to run Blackrock Foundry because I need another attempt on Blackrock Foundry, right?
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Yeah. Yeah.
So
absolutely. I don't know what I want to. I don't want to like boost my priest is at 115. But I've got five girls sitting at about 112. And I'm like, I don't want to boost them. If I'm going to boost something, I will, you know, do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know what to boost. And then if I boost a new one, I won't get the heritage armor because I have to level it, don't I? So.
You only have to level to 110. Well, hold on. 110 were the other ones. I don't know if that's still the same for the new allied races. I think it is. I think it is. Because I think when I had my cult Tyrion, I think I got the heritage armor at 110. So
okay. Yeah. I don't know. So I'm kind of like sitting on it to see which one I really wanna boost.
Sure.
Because I don't know. But you know, there is something coming up soon that I will need as many tunes as possible for.
You mean you're still searching for the Love Rocket? I mean, didn't you tell me that you found the Love Rocket? No? Okay. Maybe that was somebody else. Maybe that was somebody else that finally found the Love Rocket that they've been looking for their whole life. So,
okay.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, no, I did not get the Love Rocket last year. So it
but you have had you did get the Love Rocket soon. Before. So that's strange to me that you would have gotten the mount and then now you don't have it, so you're still looking for this mount. Very, very odd.
I'm still very looking odd. For the mount stone.
Okay. Well, yes. I can tell you that it does exist. It does exist.
I know. It doesn't, but I know. So, yeah. I'm going to be guessing because remember, was it last year or the year before that we could run pretty much any tune from about level...
No, it was the year before.
And then they changed it. They changed it. And it had to be level 100?
Think of it as the Headless Horseman mount. I think you could only get the satchel for that at level 100. So
yeah. So I'm kind of thinking
can't just be anybody.
I should boost something now so I'm ready to at least have another tune to take through, you know, the Love Dungeon and another go at trying to get it. So anyway, we'll see. So yeah, anyway, that's it's pretty much what I've been up to. I mean, I've done lots of other little bits and pieces, but that's like the big stuff in the last week-ish. So, yeah. So I've been busy. Busy in game.
Awesome. I'm just, as you're typing, as you're talking, I'm like, I'm thinking of stuff to talk about because I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what World of Warcraft. Okay. World of Warcraft. Yeah, we're going to start off with World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
We are now at 416 416 attempts on the Black Rock Foundry, the BRFU mount that was supposed to have been hot fixed last year to be a 1 in 100 drop.
Right.
I'm at 416. So my stream, and I'm starting to get convinced that this is the case.
Yeah.
So they said that previously the mount would drop at a 1 in 20 chance. A 1 in 2,000 chance, because it was 1 in 2,000 for you as the single person in the mythic raid. Okay. Right. Now they said they fixed it to be 1 in 100. Yeah. Sorry, no, they didn't say that. They said they fixed it to be a 1% drop, okay? Right. Now, you would think, yes, I could absolutely have bad luck, and I'm certain I do. Yes, luck is an issue here, okay? Because RNG is anything. But after a certain point, you start to think, well, what fix did they make? Did they make the drop 1 in 100, like a single roll, 1 in 100? Or they specifically said they fixed it so that when you are going in on Mythic, it would no longer consider you as one person. It would drop at the rate of the raid being full. And at Mythic, that's 20. Okay, so now is it?
Right.
So now we think, is the drop rate 1 in 2,000 still, but you have 20 rolls? And so when you have 20 rolls, I have done scripts and iterations on this. Long term, it works out as 1%. Okay, yes, it does long term. We do not have, we do not live that long. Okay. So we don't want 20 rolls of 1 in 2000. I don't want that. What the hell? I'm not going to be alive for that damn thing to drop. I'm really hoping I just have terrible, horrible luck. Yeah. It's not the worst luck I've ever heard of, but I'm hoping I have I have horrible luck and it's a 1 in 100 drop. Keep in mind, I am running it now 21 times a week. 21 times. Okay, wow. So LB said, raid group size no longer affects the drop rates of mythic-only mounts. So, but we know that mythic-only mounts is supposed to be 1% after it's no longer valid. Okay.
Okay.
So I have asked Ian point blank, literally to his face. He's right in front of me. I'm like, hey man, so I have a World of Warcraft question for you, but it's not related to the Iron Man challenge. Mount rate drops, man. Like, is it 20 rolls at 1 in 2000 or one roll of 1 in 100? And he's like, I don't know. Now, I don't know if he really didn't know or if he can't say. So, Banky says it's just like Mimron's head. He and Invincible. He has over 500 attempts and won't drop. We know that Layla has been running for the Blazing Drake. And she's over 1,300 attempts. 1,300. That by itself makes me think it's 20 rolls at 1 in 2,000. That's a 0.05% chance. Yes, you get 20 rolls per attempt. But no, that's bad. We won't live long enough for that to turn out to be a 1% drop. It's baloney. Blizzard, please, if you're listening, they're not listening. Please change it to 1 in 100 for crying out loud. Anyway, so that's what I do on Wednesdays every week. Is my black is my basically my BRFU day, because 21 times now. 21 times. That's a good
title. I like that.
21 times. We aren't meant to collect everything, correct? But
bullshit.
If they say if they're there to tease, yes. Listen, I don't think it should be a single drop. I don't think it should be. Hey, man, you've killed it once. Here, right? Unless it's current, sure. But you know, I think the math of it is not good, and I wish that they would fix it. So BlackRock Foundry, that's what I do on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to whenever, we just run it. We run it. I've also been focused on making gold. Gold.
How did you go?
I'm at 1.8 million now. No, sorry. I'm back down to 1.6. I reinvested some money into mats and building stuff and so. But I'm back down to 1.6. This recent auction house stuff, I'm now pulling myself back out. I know Blizzard has said that they fixed stuff, but till I see that gold from my sale come into my mailbox, then I'm not touching it anymore.
Yeah, wait.
I was making well over my average to get it done. I was well over. Yes, Spanky, we already talked about this stuff. I'm well over my average to get it done by my birthday. Even if I take a week off, I think I'll still be good to go. I was good to get it done in 80 days, I think, the 5 million. Just doing what I'm doing. I was considering spending some gold to activate another account. But I don't know if I'll have fun with that. I don't think I'll have fun with multi-boxing stuff. And I think I'm doing okay the way that I'm doing. I'm happy. I needed 6 million gold because I was going to use 1 million to buy Shadowlands Epic because I didn't want to use my real money on it. And I entered a contest to do the Ice Crown Challenge. I think we talked about last episode. Mm-hmm. And I won the expansion pack.
Yay!
I'm so shocked. I was wow. Like, the timing was fantastic. I'm like, thank God.
Very cool.
So that shaved 1 million off of my 6 million. So I only need 5 million to get that dang mount before it goes away. So I'm very, very thankful. So I think, I don't know how much they finally made the Ice Crown Challenge, but, I kind of screwed up a little bit on it. And I think, didn't we talk about this where I screwed up? Yeah. Okay. So I screwed up. So
it took you like 45 minutes.
Yes. And it should take about like 24. So I won. I won the contest that week, and I'm very happy, very very thankful. Yeah. But it's a very good cause too. I think it was. I think their website was like bit.ly/icecrown6. Was their URL for this year because it's their sixth time. World of Warcraft wise, I think kind of that's it. I'm doing a lot more streaming. We are streaming WoW, like for the most part. And I've now devoted a day of streaming to wrestling. Like, not like real wrestling, but like, well, real wrestling, right? But like, you know.
Real.
Yeah. I mean, like to like the video game wrestling where people can create their own wrestlers and I'm having a metric crap ton of fun, and it's kind of strange to me that I'm streaming something and playing a different game besides World of Warcraft that I'm having a ton of fun in. Like, I never thought that I would be streaming anything besides WoW for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And this wrestling stuff is, it's fun times, man. I feel like I'm regressing a little bit, but I'm having fun because there's a lot of people that are into this stuff too. And we're just having fun, you know?
If you're having fun, yeah. That's the main thing. Yeah, cool.
I think the last thing that I wanted to talk about was Dungeons and Dragons. Yes, Bob. No, you can't come up, buddy. He's patting my arm like, hey, I'm here. Oh, dad. now he's biting on my pants. Like,
okay,
I'm dad, here, yo. You're not paying attention to me. Yeah. Yep. He's trying to nip at me. Yes, Bob. Hello. Yes. Give me like 20 minutes, buddy. I can rub some on his head. Okay. Dungeons and Dragons. So I got my dates mixed up. I thought we were going to go on Sunday, like this coming Sunday. But we're going to be playing D&D. We're going to be streaming D&D. We've got a group.
Cool.
I don't know what's going to happen with this group. It could be a one-shot thing and then just everything blows up because we have one person that hasn't really played before. The rest of us have, but the cast of characters is going to be very interesting to see how it all works out. So our group right now, we've called it Always Be Looting. And as you can probably tell, we're probably going to be a bunch of murder hobos. There is, I believe Arlie is running it. And it's myself, Arlie, Toasty, Allie, and Seraphis. He is the wild card. He is the wild card. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So it's not this Sunday. It's the next Sunday. We're going to do it at at 9 o'clock. I think we can only manage to do it once a month because of timing and schedules and all that stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. Cool. I've wanted to do it because I wanted to stream something like that, but I've never just gone to do it. And then I'm like, hey, wait a second. Mm. These people, we should be able to get something, right? So it will be interesting to see how it goes. Yeah. And, you know, if it crashes and burns because of one person, Sarah. Well, okay. So the reason why I look at Sarah is because he warned us. He warned us. He's played it once.
Yeah.
And he was told never to come back and play again.
Really?
Wow. Well, you know Sarah, right? Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
But still, okay.
It's going to be interesting. All right. We'll see.
I look forward to seeing how it goes.
I apologize in advance to anybody that watches this. It's gonna be.
Oh, it should be.
It will be neat. I am looking forward to playing with just different people, right? Because I don't usually get to play, and now that Carrie is running a game, now I get to play in real life, like in our real life group. But now we get to do something online too. And I was worried that if I was going to do this thing online, that I was going to have to run it. And I was like, ugh, do I want to run it? Cause it's a lot of work. Like it's a lot of work to run it. I have fun to do it, but it's a lot of work and do it. Can I do this with everything else? No. So thankfully, Arlie was able to, she said, yeah, I'll run it. So
nice.
It will be good.
You're
running D&D, cool. right? In real life, right? You have your cards. Can you show us your cards? I'm jumping all in, right?
I'm playing. I'm learning. I'm That's still okay. only very, okay. very new.
But everybody's gonna learn.
I've got my spell cards.
Nice.
You see? So this is my little stash of all my spells. What class are you playing? Wizard.
Nice.
I've got them there. So I look at that. And I'm a human wizard, which is probably very boring, but it was, I have my backstory and I have all my little bits and pieces for it. So it's all, It's been in progress for a couple years. Because remember when I was doing Geektopia?
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago with Ben and Steve. And they introduced me to it, but I didn't really get the concept. So now I'm kind of being taught from the ground up. And I'm understanding
it. Well, it's a different system now, right? Because before you were playing I think fourth edition.
Oh, I can't remember. Might have been Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I just didn't quite get the roles and the pluses and, you know, whereas now I think I'm starting to get my head around it. So, so yeah, and I love it.
You've got my dice. Nice. Are those
I've got
Diablo
about
4 dice?
8 sets of dice.
Girl.
Pretty
colors. Okay. Yeah. Another challenge for you. I know I gave you a challenge beforehand, but another challenge for mic. The challenge before I gave you was to run a game. But because that will help you learn the rules. And I know that this is not World of Warcraft. Sorry. But no, it doesn't have to be this year. So you need to evolve you need to up your game to get all of your dice to fit into a liquor velvet bag.
I don't drink.
Somebody else can drink. All right. This is a Crown Royal bag. This is a Crown Royal bag. It looks nice for D&D. And
I've got them in bags.
No. But you've got to have booze bag. A booze bag.
Booze bag.
But it looks like it's a real bag. Look, it's all rich purpley.
I just dropped everything.
Jesus.
Yeah.
As one does.
Just
I mean, I realize that it's not World of Warcraft, but you know, you've got to have better
bag. It's a velvety bag.
Yeah, it's got to be a better bag than that. It's got to be
loose. I've got pretty little bags. God.
What the hell?
Yeah, I have pretty done. And then I have, these are my new ones. Let me show you my new ones.
Okay.
Because these ones, you can. Can you guess why I would have got... Can you see the color? Hang on. Let me put it up.
Because Warlock... Warlock Chaos Bolt.
Because it's red and purple. What am I? I'm a Warlock that plays for the Horde.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry.
So these are my new favorite.
You want to collect dice? Okay. I'll give you a different challenge because you don't want the bag challenge. I will give you another challenge. I want you to find a 100 sided die. 100 sided.
On
a die. Why not?
Why
not? It's novelty. Why not? It's a 100 sided die.
Hang on. Now I've got to write it in my D&D notebook because, you know, I have got two different World of Warcraft notebooks, and now I have to have a D&D notebook.
All right.
We
should evolve the show from World of Warcraft to Dungeons and Dragons. Adventures in Azeroth RPG, right? Hey.
Yeah.
I have not played the Warcraft
RPG. I'm learning.
Good. I'm glad that you're are you having fun?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Good. Yeah. You know, it's still, we've only had a couple of sessions, so I'm still getting my head, but I think the more times that we do it,
the more times you do it, the better it feels, right?
Pretty much. So
you're not blushing this time. Imagine that.
I'm learning, you know, I'm happy to learn. So
yeah, I'm glad you're having fun.
I'm enjoying.
Okay, so I know that we grossly sidetracked. So let's bring us back in here. So where in the World of Warcraft are we? So I sent this out on Not yes. necessarily the first day, but it was pretty much the day after we released the podcast. And then I didn't do yes. anything with it. And then I released it today where the picture of us... Here, I'm going to put it up. So we didn't really get any responses except for Spanky's. Do you want to read Spanky's out? Because we got that from today.
Was that from... Oh, okay, from today.
Yes.
I think... Yeah, but was that for that or was it just for the show?
It was, anyway, no, it was for this.
There's how cute is that picture? That picture is really cute, though. Mm-hmm. It was a good spot.
Yes, it was.
It was a very difficult... It was a very hard one.
It was hard, but it was great.
It was great.
It really exactly. paid off in the end.
Yeah.
Really had a climactic finish.
Shut up. Anyway, Spanky did at least respond to a tweet with "Unless Leader floats away, fires and floods the joys of living in Australia." And as soon as I saw that, my response was going to be, we all float down here. And I wanted to do a Pennywise, you know, but I couldn't find a Pennywise. We all float down here. It was all, you know, hey, Georgie, do you want the balloon? I was like, yeah.
Okay, anyway, you know what? I have not watched it.
Really?
I have not watched it. I've got them. I need to watch it. I have not read them. Nothing. I know it's a clown. I know he's in the sewer. I know the balloon. Yeah. Like, I get it. I've not watched the old one. Yeah. I've not watched the new ones. Nothing.
Tim Curry.
I
can't watch the new one. I cannot. Pennywise will always be Tim Curry for me. So not even looking at the new one because I'm like, nah, don't want to see it. Words. Tim Curry. Always.
Sorry, I'm just digressing a little bit. I'm also going to throw it out there that I also watched for the first time Friday the 13th, part one.
Really?
I've never watched any of them. Any.
Really?
Never. Wow. I've watched Nightmare on Elm Street 1, 2, and 3. I've watched those, and the first one scared me. The second, like, two and three, we laughed our asses off because it was stupid. Yeah. But Friday the 13th, I've never watched them, and I finally watched about a week and a half ago, and I actually liked it. I was really surprised. I didn't know much about it. I would assume most people know what the hell part one was about, and Jason really is not even in it. Like, he's just... He's just somebody that they reference, right? And it's interesting. I was like, "Whoa, really? Okay." So now I'm looking. I'm going to start with part two, but I'm not doing it back to back to back because if I do that, I'm going to lose everything. So I'm gonna leave it like watch part two in like 2 weeks, and then watch part three in like another 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
but they were I liked part one. Yeah, it was pretty good. Who the hell was in it that was a surprise? A surprise cameo by Johnny Depp? No.
Oh, I'm just trying to think.
He's one of the dudes. Kevin Bacon? Kevin Bacon?
In forever.
I think it's Kevin Bacon. No? Like really young? Like super young.
Super young.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's going back.
I think it's Kevin Bacon. I think.
Back.
But I saw it. I'm like, oh my God. Anyways, so yeah. Okay, so we have a new. Yes. Where are we in WoW?
We do. Have a new.
This is what I promise. Okay. I promise that here, you know what, just so I can't break my promise, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to open up Google. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to make a commitment.
Okay. That
every Sunday, tweet out where are we in WoW.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. More every options. Sunday. Every Sunday.
Okay.
Because I feel like we didn't get a lot of responses time around.
Oh, no.
That because I only tweeted it once, and it was right before Christmas. Yeah. And then I tweeted it out just before the show, like a couple hours before the show. Like, come on. Like, that doesn't really give a lot of people.
Life's been a little crazy.
Yeah, that's not the word I'd use for it. But
it's the kindest word I was going to use for it.
We're going to say weekly on Sunday. And we're going to end after never. Let's just make that a thing.
End of the never.
And make that in, put it into my Warcraft calendar, not my personal one, because Carrie doesn't care. So let's make that a different color as well, so that stands out. Besides,
and yes, it was Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. It was Kevin Bacon. Yay! My memory is not complete.
Yes.
Hold on.
There we go.
My memory is not complete shit. Yay. Yeah. So we can swear because it's an adult show.
Mine is good.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, have we changed it? Anyway.
Do we have a clean tag here? Oh, shit. We do have a clean tag.
We don't learn. Just change it. Just change it from... It'll be easier. Anyway. It is not worth editing. Just change the...
You know, it's funny because the last time... It was you.
It was me. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
It was. Well, we're no longer.
And I did edit. I did edit.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Let's just change it. Let's just change it to
rip the clean tag. That'll be the easiest.
Anyway, so make it. Yeah. Rip. Gone.
Rip the clean tag right off. Sorry, iTunes.
Yeah.
All right.
New year.
Make that a new note. Scrap new it. Year. Oh, maybe that's what I need for this new year. What the hell? She's like, wow. Okay. Before we show the screenshot of where we are, we budget. Okay. Guess how much money we budget for food for a family of four each week.
I don't know because. I've got a family of seven.
Okay. And how much do you guys spend?
Since we've no longer got a clean tag. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say a shit ton of money. There we go.
Okay.
Leaders. Yes.
Okay. So we budget $150 a week. Now, sometimes we go a little bit over. It depends on if it's like a special, if there's going to be a special day.
Yeah.
If there's a special day where, you know, we need to buy a little bit extra or more food because we know people will be coming over and blah, 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 right? But usually it's $150. So Carrie usually doesn't leave the receipts on my desk because we don't care about these receipts. We just shred them.
Mm.
I don't know if this is going to show up very well. I don't know. It's gonna be hard to see. Okay, so all right.
Yeah, no.
She circled it. $66.13. What the frig? What did she how did she get like $86 less than what we budgeted for? Nice. I don't understand, but
specials?
Kudos, yeah. Saved 150. Saved 51 cents. Saved 51 cents. Saved 199. Saved $3.11. Yeah. Holy Jesus. Like, it just all adds up. And we saved, doesn't save the whole amount?
Really?
Your total discounts is $29.93. So even then, $66.13. Plus $29.93, $96.06. So that was, she's still $50 beneath her budget, which is great because then if we go beneath budget, we can use that extra cash for other stuff and we just have it, right? Yeah. But if we go to Biokjith, that's fine, right? Like, we don't have to spend that. It's just if we can get away with not spending it, great. Because we do have two kids that are starting to eat a lot.
I was gonna say it's
they're hit and miss. They sometimes are like, oh, I'm not hungry, and then all of a sudden they're eating like everything.
Yeah, everything.
I'm like, what the hell, man? Yeah. So all right. Okay.
And you won't be able to keep up.
We've delayed enough. So sorry. This is what happens when we don't have the podcast for like 2 months, right? And that's my fault. That's not your fault. It's my fault. So sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. All right. Here we go. Okay. For
where in the world?
5 seconds. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Don't say it in the chat if you know. We will post it on Twitter. We'll post it on their blog when the episode's up.
So cute.
Yes. Lita and I are on our squeaker mounts.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. So that's about it. I think that's it for the show, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, we did get email, but it was all spam again. Speaking of which, did we get spam?
I mean, we do appreciate the spam emails, guys. It's, you know, it's so lovely. But, yeah, no. Just saying. Anyway. Okay. Just
making sure that, okay. I thought we got an email. But, nope.
I didn't notice one. All right. Well, anyway, we'll wrap it up because we've obviously gone way over time, which that's fine. But, you know, things.
Well, like 15 minutes over, 20 minutes over. Getting meats in the mail would be stinky, especially spam. Yes. Nasty. Spam.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I used to love.
Don't say cooking. That.
What? Cooking it. Yeah. Like you fry it, both sides.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. Fry it with an egg. Mmm, I can still crack a can open. Yeah, and yeah, I've not had one for ages. It's fried spam, you're eating wasabi seaweed. Anyway, let's just wrap it up. Food is always a good, interesting topic. All right, so for everyone, don't forget to check out the adventuresinazeroth.com website. If you do want to send us an email, please send it to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Twitter, you can tweet us over on Twitter, which is at advazeroth. And of course, the Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/advazeroth, where you will find us normally once a month, now that the craziness of Christmas and everything has settled. So we will do that. We will do that. It's fine. Stone, where can we find you, please?
Everything about me is at stonegrasp.com, including Twitter, mm-hmm. Twitch. Everything is based on that. So
yes,
doing a lot of wrestling, although it's only once a week.
I thought it was more than that.
No, it's only once a week on Mondays. We've got a real wrestler. So I am friends with his brother, and his brother said, hey, mm-hmm. man, you need to get into this thing. So he's let me create him, hit his brother as like a real wrestler. He wrestles.
Really?
Yeah. In real life. Like that's what he does. So we've got him in our league. It's awesome. It's so cool to be able to create a real wrestler that actually does that for his job. Right. It's pretty neat.
Cool.
But yeah, if you want a wrestler, come on by. And if you're a VIP, you're in for sure. If you're a sub, you're in for sure. If you can do special favors for me, you're in for sure. I will trade favors for oh yeah, and Kevin here in chat made a wrestler.
Yeah.
That's a pizza delivery man. but his name is Vincent Speedy Pee-wee Johnson. Speedy Pee-wee? Anyways.
Right.
So, he doesn't look like a pizza delivery man.
Okay.
He looks like he belongs in other movies. That's okay. That's a porn name if I've ever heard it.
Okay, he does look. Okay, all right. Because I was kind of like going a pizza delivery driver. Okay. All right, got it.
It's fun times. It's fun times. It's fun times.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Fun. I catch one stream this past week. It looks fun. It does look fun. Yeah.
And like I said, so I'm not chasing people down. Like if you know me and you want me to create something for you, or if you have something in mind, let me know, because I will do it. But I'm not going to chase people down, because I'm going to drive myself insane. So I got to leave it up to everybody else. He's got the special sauce. God, Lord. It's fun times. It's fun times. We're just having fun with it. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the main thing I've been doing. Yes. Mm. So where can we find you, Lita, besides ordering pizza? Bob, okay, fine, come here.
I'm not ordering pizza. Anyway, I'm over on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETTAWOW. And don't forget, you can follow and check out the Wow Challenges podcast, which will be on tomorrow, 10 a.m. my time, Brisbane time, which is the most important time, and or 7 p.m. Eastern Saturdays.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And hold on. This is not just any episode. Yes.
No. This episode is 199.
Oh, sorry.
Next week's episode is the 200.
Right.
Which I'm going to do by myself because, that's it. Just
gonna okay. You don't do it by yourself. Don't do it by yourself. Not. Okay, good.
It'll be a call-in show next week, but
okay.
Which I don't want to play with that. But anyway, we'll get there. Other than that, thank you to everyone for the likes and the retweets. We know you guys, there are people out there that do it. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And you can find the show on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, I think we're done. I just got one thing to say. Just don't roll any natural one stone. Just saying.
You mean a critical fail? Critical fail?
Critical fail. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Chill touch.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh okay.
All right.
Say goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone.
Bye, everybody.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.